Live the Web Girl with your win today. Despacito, Luis Fonsi, featuring Justin Bieber.
To be fair, it was a tie between me and Liv.
Wow, dude, just like let people have a moment in the sun, please.
Be fair, was a tie at the close of the votes, that's all.
Whoa.
Liv is just giving you so much side eye right now. Like, you know what Porkchop wanted?
It's awkward in here.
Here's what Porkchop wanted to happen. He's like, well, if it's a tie and I had Despacito, well, she had Despacito and I had Gangnam Style, we should play both songs. So it would have sounded like.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down.
Yes, what about mine in the mix? Come and move it in my direction. Everyone's a winner.
Okay, my head hurts now. Hey, if you have any suggestions or want to help us out with Song of the Day, slide into our DMs, Radio Now AM Show. This is something that if you're a 90s kid, you're going to probably feel a little old. I'm technically, I think, an 80s kid because I was born in like 85, almost 86. But Liv the Web Girl was born in the 90s, so I wonder if she feels old at all with any of these. These are different things that are going to make you feel old. One thing on here, 20-year-old movies. And it blows my mind, like, that these movies are that old. Cruel Intentions, what a great movie that is.
Wow, yeah.
10 Things I Hate About You, She's All That, Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues was a game changer with that whipped cream bikini.
Oh my gosh, yes. Now, one that I think also was a game changer, went on for a long time, had a good series, American Pie.
Oh yeah, I remember that. The first original American Pie was just all the rage. Like, no one could stop talking about it, and it was hilarious. It was the biggest deal.
Now, another thing that is 25, how about Friends? Did you guys see that over the weekend? Friends is celebrating 25 years of being an actual, like, I guess their on-air date as a show. That blows my mind that I've never watched it.
And they were making like a million an episode. When I was in New York City for 24 hours, was this that last week? Was this last weekend?
I think it was. Your life goes so fast, who knows anymore.
But they have that Friends pop-up experience in honor of the 25-year anniversary, but it was sold out. I wanted to go because you could like sit on the couch, go to the coffee shop and all the things.
Now, I remember this CD. I think it's one of the first CDs I ever, it might even have been a cassette, actually, at the time. That's how old this is, and that's why I feel so old. Green Day, they're one of the bands. Their album, Dookie, is, like, really old now.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
Did you ever listen to Green Day growing up?
Yeah. Are they still touring? I feel like they...
They actually are. Aren't they going to be on, like, a big tour with, like, Fall Out Boy, I believe, and forgetting the other group. Are you going to talk, Porkchop? You're looking at me really weird.
Just waiting for the song to finish.
Oh, I can turn it down, dude. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I feel like that song was on a popular video game back then.
Oh, a video game?
Yeah, like what song was that?
Like, was it like Tony Hawk or something?
Ooh, was it Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2?
I don't know. That can make you feel old. how about this? Like the actual real age of Bart Simpson. If Bart Simpson aged like a regular person, do you know how old he'd be?
How old?
40. Bart Simpson would be 40 years old.
That's crazy.
Testing. That's insane, just seeing like that. It's like, I feel so old. In 3 years, we're going to talk about old. I admit I listen to them all the time. Destiny's Child will be eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Sometimes I can.
No, I'm just kidding. That's not that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, I feel like Destiny's Child is like 10 years ago. But it's so much longer than that.
I have a really bad tendency to do that. I'm like, oh, yeah, that was like... 10, like you said, 10 years ago, and it's been like 20.
Did you watch, because I still love it now. I think it's on Netflix or somewhere you can watch old episodes, or maybe it's Hulu. Watching Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, of
like,
course.
What a classic. Okay. Mark Paul Gosselaar, who was the main character
Zach
in
Morris.
There, yep, is older than Dennis Haskins, who's Mr. Belding.
Are you serious?
Yes, when he started playing
so
Mr. Belding.
Good. Mark Paul Gosselaar has aged so well. He's so hot, and he's got a like killer series. He didn't get the call, though. He, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Kelly Kapowski have not got the call for the reboot, but we talked about Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley, Jesse Spano, and AC Slater have got the call for the reboot, so it'll be interesting.
You can't have Saved by the Bell without one person, and it's got nothing to do with Zach Morris. If you don't have Screech... You got nothing.
They all hate Dustin Diamond.
I don't care.
Remember he like made his own sexy video in a bathtub?
And he put one of those like candy necklaces around his junk.
Ew, and he was like, someone stole it. And he was like, it was him. What a loser.
I hate when people steal my stuff and then put it out there. And final one, I mean, these are tons of lists here, but I just saw this on BuzzFeed. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is insane. Things that are going to make you, if you're a 90s person, like a kid, feel so old. These movies. And these are all, I think, classic movies. Jurassic Park, the original.
Yes.
That is super old. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, hello. Oh, that makes me miss Robin Williams.
And my wife loves this movie, and it's the one movie I'll watch. She has a couple of movies that, like, some are Halloween, some are Christmas, that we have to watch every year. And this Halloween one, I'm actually willing to do, Hocus Pocus.
Yes, that is a classic. I've introduced my little girl to it. We watch it every Halloween.
Now, does it scare her? Because the first time I saw Hocus Pocus, scared the crap out of me.
No,
now I just laugh.
She loves it.
Okay.
She loves it.
Now, the reason I bring this up, speaking of how old they were all released closer to the moon landing than current day now.
Really?
Yes. That's how long it's been that they actually are closer in time to when we landed on the moon than to present day, like as we're talking right now.
That is insane.
Have you got anything else that just makes you feel old? If you're one of those 90 kids, hey, hit us up. Radio Now AM Show, Twitter or Instagram.